start with a riddle. It's not really a funny riddle, but it's an interesting scenario. When is there ever a case that you need to make 20 brachos simply by drinking a cup of orange juice? You don't want a cup of orange juice, have a Danish. When does a Danish require a new 20 brachos? 19 of them, which wouldn't otherwise have been said. Okay. It's not such a hard answer because we're talking about the topic of Havdalah. But what is the specific scenario in which this happens? Now, there's going to be people, hopefully people are not looking down during this Chabura because that would mean that I caught you and this happened to you and you got embarrassed. So if I see you looking down, it's maybe an accusation over here. Hopefully this has not happened. I don't think this has ever happened to me, although the first half has happened, and I will admit that. Case in point. Let's do a couple of givens, stipulations that everyone agrees to, and then we'll say the scenario. Everyone agrees that if you forget to say Atachon Antanu in davening by Shmon Esrei and Matzei Shabbos, you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. That's a Mefurish art scroll, right? It's a Mefurish art scroll. You could open up an art scroll. It says, I'll read it to you what it says. It doesn't even tell you. Sometimes you get unlucky. Art scroll tells you, look at the back. Here, I don't even think it says look at the back. I noticed this past Matzei Shabbos. Sometimes you get unlucky. You have to start flipping the pages in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. But I don't think art scroll says. V'im shachach ein achozer. Doesn't even say look at the back. Okay, if you forgot, you don't have to repeat it. Simply, a simple halacha. Stipulation number one is if you forget Atachon Antanu, Matzei Shabbos, you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. Okay, so far so good. Stipulation number two is also a very easy fact that everyone knows. You're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah on the cup, right? You don't go home and take food, even if your wife's still eating Shalosh Shudas, you don't go home and have a drink, you don't do anything else, before you make Havdalah, then you could eat your delicious Malava Malka. Two easy facts. Does anyone disagree with those facts? Because we can't move forward. These are like the easies of the easy. You could fight me on that, but I think we're good on those two points. Okay. Here is our case. You forget Atachon Antanu in Shemona Esrei. Has that ever happened to you? I will admit that this has happened to me numerous more times than I'd like to admit that you forget Atachon Antanu, especially you run, yeah, okay, thank you, back me up over here, yeah? You have to be under a certain age maybe to admit your failures over here. No, if you're over a certain age, you want to admit you forgot Atachon Antanu, I forget it all the time. Yeah,
we
you may be under
we
the...
You forgot that you forgot.
Maybe that's the shot. That's a good... If you're over a certain age, you forget that you forget. Okay, so I forget it all the time. It's very hard. You're running through Shmona Esrei. It's Matzei Shabbos. You already have your mind on a million other things, unfortunately. And, you know, it's an easy one to forget. And again, even if you forget a little bit later, then it's too late to go back, according to most poskim. So if you're out, you're out. Okay, that much I've done. What I haven't done is part two. Let's say you do both the same week. You're a real dope. You forget Atachon Antanu, and you walk into your house, and your wife's still eating Shalosh Shudas, and you pick up whatever it is, a pretzel on the table, or you take a drink of orange juice that's on the table, and you drink the orange juice, and then you say, whoops, I didn't make Havdalah yet. Okay, you swallow the pretzel. Now what? Says the Gemara, ta bizu u bizu. According to Boskin, what does this mean? Rashi elaborates. If you mess up on both, meaning you forget Atachon Antanu, mess up number one. Mess up number two is you eat before Havdalah the same week. Yeah? Chozer L'Rosh. What does that mean? Chozer L'Rosh, Rashi says, L'Tfila U'Lakos. You have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Now, is anyone looking down? Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever messed up with Atachon Antanu? It's a hard one to mess up, but you're a real dope if you do, but now you're in real big trouble. Because if you forget Atachon Antanu, normally you don't go back, but if you also eat before Havdalah that same week, says the Gemara, you go back. Why? So the way the Rabbi Yonah explains is it gets a knas. you get penalized. Why? Because you're a double dope over here. For that what happened? You not number one, you forgot a tochanan tanu. Number two, you ate before havdalah.
So it means you davened in a shul that doesn't say havdalah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is an interesting question. Okay, now you're going to cause a major... Usually you're not Yotze with that Avdallah. And I hope you're not Yotze with that Avdallah, because you're not Yotze your wife then. You got big problems. So I don't know. Look, we didn't do that, and I can't remember. Did we or did we not do that by Kiddush? I think we decided not to do that because it would cause too much of a hullabaloo. We're not going to do that for Avdallah either. Okay. It's a good question. The Avdallah and Shul does probably serve more of a purpose than Kiddush, because there are people who rely on that Avdallah much more than people rely on that Kiddush. So that's fine. But you don't rely on it. No. I don't rely on it. Yeah.
Isn't that a plucha levatol? It's pretty good.
So says Mr. Eisen, why is this not a bracha vatola? Answer is because either number one, it's a penalty. So the rabbi said it's not a bracha vatola. This is a derabbanon, enactment that you have to repeat it. Or the way the Rajba says, a little bit slightly different, is that guess what? Your Shmona Esrei didn't count. Because the only reason why you didn't have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because atachon antanu, was because you were going to fix it by doing Avdallah properly. Because, okay, I didn't say Atachon Antanu. Okay, I'm fine because I'm going to go home and make Avdallah properly. But if you go home and botch that as well, says the Raj, but it's not a penalty that you have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. You didn't daven Shmona Esrei properly the first time. Normally we give you a way out by just make Avdallah properly. But you're such a fool that you forgot that also. So Shalom's already trying to avoid going to repeat Shmona Esrei over there. Okay, hold the thought. I'm talking about a case where you didn't make a Baruch HaMavdo at this point for a second. You didn't make a Baruch HaMavdo. You could have heard Avdo and Shul doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great question. That is a great question. Presumably just Shmon Esrei, but I don't know that for 100% for sure. I don't know for sure. I'm assuming just Shmon Esrei. Because then in general, when you do Tashlumin, it's just Shmon Esrei. Huh? It doesn't make a difference. You can say away as many times as you want. I don't know. But it's just Shmon Esrei. Let's assume just Shmon Esrei. Okay, good question. So you look at the Rambam for this halacha. I don't have it in front of me for a reason. It's not there. Beis Yosef points out that this halacha may not be accepted by everyone. Yes, it's a Gemara, but maybe others disagree in the Gemara as well. Even if they're not explicit, other lines of the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed, Gimel perhaps disagree with this source. So therefore, it is a machlokas. So how do you paskin? Very simple. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. He tells you exactly what to do. I hope this has never happened to you, because otherwise you're in big trouble. Unless you daven Shmon Esrei again. It says like this. Omrim Avdallah Bechonin Adas, okay. Vim Ta, if you messed up and you don't say Avdallah, Mishalim, So Omrim Avdallah Bechonin Adas, Vim Ta, Velo Evdil, Mashwim Tviwaso, Vena Chosim, Neshatzark, Avdallah Kos. Right. So if you forget Avdallah Bechonin, you just continue on, and because you're going to say it on Avdallah on the coast. Vim Ta'as, Vim Ta'am, Kodem Shehivdil. But if you forgot Atachon Antanu and you tasted something before you made Avdallah Lakos, Sarich Lachzar Ulahavdil Bitviwa, you have to go repeat Shmon Esrei and remember Atachon Antanu this time. So Halacha L'maisa, it's a quite clear halacha, night and day over here, that if you forget Atachon Antanu and you eat before Avdallah when you get home, which unfortunately some people do, you don't always remember, especially if the women are still finishing up Shavuot Shudis, you're waiting for 5-10 minutes, you sometimes pop something in your mouth. According to this, you have to then go back and repeat Shmona Esrei.
Aren't there different functions of the different of the Havdalah or the Atachon Antanu? So the Atachon Antanu takes care of Malacha.
Yeah.
The Havdalah takes care of being able to eat or anything like that. So why would it be like viewed as a Kenas for not doing two things, when in theory it's really just one? Like, you didn't do Atachon Antanu, so you can't do Malacha. The Havdalah.
Well, they work in tandem, right? I mean, they're both the same concept of ending Shabbos. It's different parts. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. Right? It's a good memory. I'm glad you're listening. It makes me feel good that someone's listening, right? So yes, there are two parts to each of them, but still, it's all part of Havdalah. You would call them both Havdalah. It's all the mitzvah of Havdalah. There may be two aspects about it, and here you double messed up this issue of Havdalah. Now hold the thought a little bit, because we'll see a little bit. Maybe it's not really such a knas like we saw in this Rajba. That may have relevance going on. Now, comes along the Avnei Yashua, one of the top Talmidim of Rabbi Yashiv. Unfortunately, it was Nifter B'chatzi Yomov, but he wrote tons of Svarim, brilliant Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, fine handler. He writes like this. He says, therefore, if you forget Anton, you know what you should do if you forget Atachon Antonu in Shmon Esrei? You should say it at the end by El Kainitzor. Why? Not that it actually helps you for anything, but you know what it does help you for? If you go home and you eat before Avdallah, then you get a out of jail free card. You don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So he suggests a person should get into the habit, well, try to not get into the habit of messing up Atachon Antonu. But for those who more frequently when we like to acknowledge, do mess up Atachon Antonu, there is a way to fix it up. Because usually you remember Atachon Antonu halfway through Shmon Esrei. I very, very rarely forget Atachon Antonu, you know, completely and then remember 2 days later. You remember halfway through Shmon Esrei, whoops, I forgot Atachon Antonu.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a practical case.
Okay.
Because the person who got Atachon Antonu and probably ate before Havdalah probably doesn't know this halacha either.
Correct.
So therefore, what he did was he made Havdalah afterwards.
Does
he have to repeat
excellent,
it? And he your
excellent
and he
question.
Just found out, not me, but
excellent question. excellent question. That is. So Shalom's scenario is going to be scenario number 3. Yours is going to be scenario number 1. So we're going to get to you in a second. Okay. First, you got to give the background. So that's background number 1. Is Avnei Yashua says a way to solve this whole problem is make sure you say Atachon Antonu, at least in El Kainitzor. Fine. Okay. Now we go. So are there any caveats or any exceptions how to get out of this huge, major problem? Because as Mr. Eisen said, he's really saying an extra 19 brachas, you know, plus the 20, where's the 20th bracha? It's on the orange juice that you said, brain of fushos or whatever it is. So, but you're saying an extra 19 brachas of Shmona Esrei, possibly for no reason, if you don't really have to say it. So you better make sure that you're really in this situation where you're chayev. So comes along the Bar Halacha and says, Efsher, maybe, Dr. Levinson, you get a maybe. Maybe, the Dafkim lohivdil adayin ala kos. Uba lefaneinu lishol. If you ask the rabbi, what should I do after I pop the pretzel into my mouth or drink the orange juice, and before I make avdol, you immediately text or call the rabbi, hopefully the rabbi's ended Shabbos already, and you call him and said, Rabbi, what should I do? I'm an idiot. I forgot Atachon Antonu, and I'm a double idiot that I just ate when I came home. So in that case...
And I text you,
exactly. Okay. Well, oh, wait, you're going to be problem number 2. 1 second. You're going to be problem scenario number 2 in a second. 1 second. You're still number 3 over here. 1 second. But let's assume he call it via. He screams out the window to the rabbi. You like that better. The rabbi lives next door. He screams out the window, Rabbi, what should I do? In this situation, the rabbi will tell him, Oz adin diyachzer v'yavdo b'tviwa. V'yachkach alakos. Then you got to repeat Shmon Esrei again. Avo, im avar v'hivdio, he's a triple idiot that now he made Avdolo already, alakos. Achar shetom, shuv ein tzarech v'yachzer v'yavdo b'tviwa. Maybe, says the Mishnah, but in this case, he's kemen shemikol makom kvar yotze mitzvah Avdolo. He's already did it. What he's supposed to do? He's going to go back and say Shmon Esrei again atachon antonu. He already did Avdolo alakos. So he says at this point, you know, okay, he forgot Atachon Antonu, he ate but when he shouldn't have, but now he made Avdolo, so you're going to make him now repeat 19 brachos of Shmon Esrei, says the Mishnah Berurah, Efshar. You get a maybe, according to the Prima Gadami sites, maybe you don't have to go back. However, he ends with, Derech HaChaim, Sosam De'en Chelok B'zev. Derech HaChaim disagrees, he says, no, that is not true, you would have to go back. So you have a Machlokas, Prima Gadim, and then Derech HaChaim citing the Bar Halacha, whether if you also are a triple idiot and you made Avdolah again, now without going back to Shmon Esrei, do you now go back to Shmon Esrei? It sounds like from the Bar Halacha that you would not go back to say Shmon Esrei. It sounds like that's the prominent view, that's the more primary view, the Prima Gadim. That's what it said. So if you're a triple idiot over here, you forgot Atachon Antonu, you ate before Avdolah, but then you made Avdolah ala kos, then you're safe. Then you're safe. Yeah. Okay, so 1 second. You're going to be number one. That was what Sean was getting at. 1 second. Okay, it's a good... They're teaming up with him. 1 second. I got very good... It's a good point. Okay, fine. 1 second. 1 second. Actually, you're really... I lied. You're really number 4. So 1 second. We got to go number 2 first. Number 2 first is, let's say Mr. Eisen's thing. Let's say you drove home. So I don't want that case because let's say you forgot at Tichon Antonio. Okay, fine. And instead of eating before Havdalah, yeah, you drove home. You drove home. No, you forgot at Tichon Antonu. This happens all the time. You forgot at Tichon Antonu in Shmones, right? And now you did Malacha. Hello?
got to walk back to shul.
Or do it at home. Do you have to say Shemon Esrei? No. Do you have to go home and say Shemon Esrei again? It's a big issue. It's a big issue. So according to the Bir Avoch, he entertains this concept. He says the Rashba does mention, he says, to who I did him asa malacha? As called Mavdal. He says, well, maybe, hello, even if Rashba seems to say, even if you did work. However, he says, others disagree with this, and therefore you could be lenient in such a situation and rely on the Rambam, who doesn't bring down this halach at all, and you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. So scenario number two is if you forgot at the Chonan Tanu, instead of eating, you drove home, again, without saying Baruch HaMavdal or anything like that, you drove home, then you would not need to repeat Shemona Esrei, although the Rajba seems to indicate that you would. We pass and says the Barawaka, you do not. Okay.
Because that's almost like making a shahako after you drink.
It's almost making a shahako. I guess so. I guess because you already did Malacha, I hear you. Maybe it's too late. That's really maybe the svar. Scenario number three, before I get to your svar, which is really scenario number four, is let's say you're so hungry. You're so hungry. Now what do? You put in your pockets some pretzels from Shalosh Shudis as you walk up the stairs after Shalosh Shudis. It's now Oish Shabbos. Shabbos is over. You're waiting to start Maariv. The guy is delaying, walking up there. It's a slower guy. He's walking up there. It's now end of the Zman. Yeah, and what do? You take out a pretzel and pop a pretzel in your mouth before they say Maariv. This is not such a common scenario, because if you washed and bench, why are you eating still before Maariv? But let's say the case, a person does that.
You have a candy bag in your pocket.
You pop it into your mouth. No, before you even daven Maariv. Okay? Now you daven Maariv, and what do? You dope. You forget at Tachon and Tachon. So now you did your two dumb things over here, but you did them out of order. You ate before Avdallah, but you also ate before even Maariv. And you forgot at Tachon and Tanu. You have to repeat Shemon Esrei again, yes or no? Okay. Says Rav Zoberstein in his Chashukei Chemed, he says like this. He says, Matsinu, we find Shrabosenu Konslu, the rabbis penalized you, Davka Akar Shaposha Pamaim. You had to mess up twice. Dahainu, he forgets to make Avdol and Shemon Esrei, and then he reaches his house and he eats, he says. Fine. Ava ba'ofin zeh, he says. Ach, b'mikra, sh'ocha lefnei arvis. But if you eat before Shemon Esrei, gam ilu aya mazkir b'tzivu atachon antanu. Let's say you would have remembered atachon antanu and Shemon Esrei. Did you still do an Avera? Yeah. So it's not a double penalty over here. It's not like you're doubly messed up. You messed up and it's over. You fool. You shouldn't have eaten before Maariv. You're out. The game's over. But because of that, it comes out of leniency. If you then go and do a double dope and forget Atochan and Tanu, you don't combine, like Sean was saying, the two messed up problems together over here, because it's a different scenario. You're already out. By eating before Shemon Esrei, there's no way to fix that. What are you going to fix that by saying Atachon? Let's say you say Atachon and Tanu in Shemon Esrei. Did you undo the Avera that you did from before? No, you shouldn't have eaten before Maariv. You're out. So says the Cheshukei Chemed, it actually comes out in this case, since you were so stupid, we don't penalize you and make you repeat Shemon Esrei again now if you forget Atachon and Tanu, because you only messed up one thing vis-a-vis the Atachon and Tanu. It's a very weird case.
Yeah, Atachon and Tanu, what about doing, let's say you ate before Maariv, you drive home, you still...
Wait, if you eat, if
doing malacha, not for...
I hear you. So since that the Chon HaTanu is doing for malacha, you're saying, but no. But over here, though, the penalty was for doing two dumb things over here, right? So he did the two dumb things out of order. Says the Chashukei Chemed, since he did two dumb things out of order, the eating, he's already out. The eating. Remember, when you Atachon and Tanu, mess up Atachon and Tanu, the reason why you don't repeat Shemon Esrei is because you fix it with your Havdalah over here. But here, the guy preempted it and ate before Havdalah, even before Shemon Esrei. So says the Chashukei Chemed, in this case, you don't get a penalty. You don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. But he cites his brother-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shwita, who now is unfortunately Zatzal, and says, nah, he says, there's no difference. What do you mean? You doubly fool over here. Who cares what the order is? You would have to repeat Shemona Esrei. So you have a machlokas about scenario number three. I hope I've clarified for you how confusing this all is.
Do you make a
broccoli orange juice? That's a good question. Oh, so you're going to be scenario number five. Hold on 1 second. Excellent. I'm going to tweak a little bit. It'll make you scenario five. And then I'm done. Yeah.
Before Shemona Esrei?
Wait, say again.
Say you repeat after Shemona Esrei, he even one of the things you did wrong.
Exactly. According to Reb Chaim Kanevsky, exactly. That because you ate before Maariv, and then you botched it in Maariv again by Sa'at HaKon Antonu, says Reb Chaim, you have to repeat again. Two mistakes, you're still double dope, because you have to repeat again. Reb Chashuk Eichemet didn't like that. He says, it depends how you're dopey. It depends which one comes first. Comes along the fourth case, this Shom asked, what about, you say Baruch HaMavdil. Can I solve the whole problem, which is a good idea in general, if you mess up Ato Chon Antoni, you should say Baruch HaMavdil, especially if you're going to drive home, according to many poskim, that's what you should do. So let's say you said, you forgot Ato Chon Antoni, regular case, you forget Ato Chon Antoni, you end Shmonesu, you say, oh, Baruch HaMavdil in Kodesh Uchol, and then you go home and you eat. Whoops, you eat before Avdallah. Now what do? Do you have to repeat Shmonesu? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasson. Good question. I don't know the answer to this question. Suffolk in this situation as well. What you should do in this case, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasson says it's a little bit unclear in this case, since you said Baruch HaMavdil, but you also messed up twice again. So again, double dope over here. Maybe you should be knas, but you didn't really, not such a double dope because you fixed it with the Baruch HaMavdil. Final question, okay? This should keep you excited till next week of a brain teaser, okay? Listen to this case. You're a fool number one. You forget Ato Chon Antonu. You're about to be a fool number two. You have to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Shahakol Niyeh Bidvaro, and you take the orange juice and are about to drink the orange juice. And then you realize, I didn't make Avdolah yet, and I didn't say Ato Chon Antonu. What do? You drink the orange juice?
Drink water?
Okay, so you don't like this amazing mazonis. You said a mazonis. Okay? So whatever it is, yeah? So no, you drink it or not. If you drink it, what did you cause yourself to do? 19 new brachos. Yeah? 19 new brachos. You're messed up because if you drink, then you did the double dope again. Right? But on the other hand, you know, if I don't drink it, then I said a bracha vatala. I said shakoni abidvaro, and I'm not doing anything on this. No?
You have to drink it.
You say to drink? Raise your hand if you say to drink it.
You change to
hamagdil ben kodesh. Maybe. Yeah, but it's, drink. You say you drink it or no? Yeah, drink? No drink.
Can't you say
brach shen kvod? Okay, brach shen kvod is a bit the evidence. Also, when you say there's a whole bracha, it doesn't really work. So what are you going to do? You're really out. Either drink, yes, yeah, so that's the question, no? So comes along the Chashuk Echem Reb Zilberstein in a different tshuva and says like this, we'll end with this, yeah? He writes in this scenario, he says, Sheila, ma dino sho adam, what do you do with a person? Shabir echal maiko b'matzi Shabbos of Ne'avdala. The kodem shetan before he takes it in his career, he goes, oh, I've also forgot at the Chon Antonu. My case in Moyoko, Arishatezi Brach Vatola. If he doesn't eat, it's a Brach Vatola. If Moyoko feeds, Arieta Yitzdar Chwatzu Spalash Monesre Mishom Aknas. So what's he supposed to do? Question mark. He answers, Nira, he says, two reasons to be lenient, he says about this. Number one, he says, Nira, Sheshmakal Momer Sheyoko. He says, I tell you to eat. You don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. You get the best of both worlds. You take drink the orange juice, and you don't repeat Shmona Esrei. Number one, because you're not a double dope over here. You remembered before you drank. No? You forgot at the Chon Antonu, you're one dope. But the second dope, you caught yourself. You undopified yourself over here for number two. Why? Because you remembered. Okay, you happened to make a bracha, but you didn't eat anything, right? You made a bracha because you're supposed to make a bracha. Yeah, now you have to eat. Why do you have to eat that and drink the oranges? Because you made a bracha. So I'm not eating now. I'm not drinking the orange juice now because I want to be a double dope. I have to drink the orange juice now because I already made a bracha. The Torah says when you make a bracha, you got to eat. So I'm not doubly out over here. So reason number one, says Rev Zilberstein, you could drink the orange juice and not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Reason number two, why is new, is because you can play a game. Excellent. There we go. Just have less of the orange juice that would constitute Avdallah. So in other words, drink or mess you up for Avdallah. Have a te'ima. Have a taste. Your yotze, your bracha shahakol, because you tasted something, that's fine. But you're not really yotze or violating the eating before Avdallah, because I'll read you that line. He says, Ubefrat b'sefer told the Shmuel, I'm not sure, but that is kasim shadas note shem lo achol kashir bracha achron. If you don't eat enough to make a bracha achron, ein zeh bechlal tim. It's not even tasting. Moven zein tzarch lachzur espal. You wouldn't have to repeat Shmuel Esrei. Emkin gam benino didon sheyitom maat me'amaychol. Drink a little bit of the orange juice. Berchasu l'teitzu v'atola. Your bracha won't go out v'atola. V'lo yitzarch lachzur espal. Huh? Oh, the Rav Dov. That's a good question. It's probably a ghost pogrom. I don't know. The upshot is, what's the lesson of this chabura?
Be careful.
Don't forget Ato Chonen Tanu. Should highlight it in your sitter. I don't know. There should be big signs. They should clap on the bima always. I don't know why they don't clap. They clap for sometimes the dumbest things you clap on the bima for. But for Ato Chonen Tanu, that's what you should really clap for, Shkaich. And if you don't mess up, remember to say Baruch HaMavdo, or at least say bye, El Kainitzor, Shkaich.